Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back! 17 till, and it's the 8th anniversary of Bob Kuska's membership in our brain trust. Bob Kuska, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
He started with us in 07, and just about this time in 2007, so we appreciate the 8 great years you've given us.
And, Jim, I appreciate you, as I said to you offline, really pushing me to write the book. You are a great encouragement in that way.
Yeah. Well, you've done a great job with it, but the thing that's been exciting to me about what you've done, Bob, is you didn't just write a book; you turned it into a business opportunity.
That's right.
And that's the thing a book will do for you. It'll open up your eyes and ears to and your mind to other things, and you've certainly accomplished that, and I'm proud of you.
Well, hey, thank you, sir.
TheFusionFactor.com, right?
Yep, that's it.
So check out Bob Kuska's website there, folks. The Higher Ground is his book. His newest book. Hey, Bob, we're talking about people coming into the workforce, and in the previous segment, you were talking about that we're not preparing our young people like we should for employment. That the kids and the parents don't think that they're as ready as the colleges do. So let's flip that around though, and talk about the employer who's seeking people. Now, in my company, we've hired 2 people this year,
mm-hmm.
and both of them right out of college,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to compete for these jobs against people who had 10, 15 years experience, Bob. For one reason, we're a little bit of a different company, as you know. We're more of a new media publishing company. We're a multimedia, new media type publishing company. So we need people with those skills. And it's amazing the difference between somebody who's been in the marketplace 10 years, what they know about doing business with new media, and the people coming out of college.
Absolutely. Well, they grew up with it.
Yeah.
And they're coming very media savvy. They understand social media like the 10-year person does not quite understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's great talent out there.
It was fascinating to me, and so it makes me, even though we're a little bit of a different, we don't sell the same thing most people sell around here, Bob, but still, more and more companies need the new media capability.
Yes, they do.
And so it's not just to me, the problem for employers is if they need somebody with business experience, finding them with business experience and a new media perspective, that's really tough these days.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, it is. It is. And here's where the employers have to do a couple of things. First of all, be ready to develop your people. And I don't mean just train.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of the word train, you send them off to course. But be able to say, I'm going to get an understanding of my business to this new employee and get it to them quickly. 2, you're looking all the time, even if you're a small business. You're not waiting till that position opens up. So what does that look like? It could be you have a relationship with the local high school, a local
mm-hmm.
community college, so that when you need to go to the market, you understand the marketplace.
Well, see, if I had a more traditional business, and I needed someone with some industry experience, maybe somebody with a little more hands-on experience, a little more maturity perhaps, I would be looking for somebody with all that and the inclination and the aptitude to learn the new stuff and do what you said. I'd train them. But that still means that everybody who's qualified for the job 10 years ago wouldn't be qualified today because they've got to be prepared to learn the new stuff.
And that's an ongoing issue for all of us, Jim. I tell, I do coach young people, but I do talk to people at very senior levels. And one of the comments I've been making for 30 years is you have to constantly upgrade your portfolio. Whether it's taking an online course, whether it's just learning more about the business, whether it's reading. Remember Earl Nightingale?
Yep.
He said you have to make yourself expert. in your field of study at all times, and that's what we all have to do.
You know, I've got someone in my life who sells cars, and there's a person in his dealership that has the job of being the online sales rep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the other guy says he's got a job I'd like to have, even though the guy doesn't know how to do that job.
Right.
And I said, well, let me tell you something. You can do it yourself. He said, what do you mean? I said, just because he's got a connection to the website, you can do it yourself. Just go out to through social media and the online world and create your own online community.
That's right.
But he didn't understand that, see, because he's not 25.
Jim, I'm not 25 either, but when LinkedIn launched in 2004, I was one of the first users.
Yep, me too.
I know you as well, and yep. I see your tweets all the time. It doesn't matter what your age is. It matters what your mindset is.
But that's the thing, though, is it? That's our point, folks. Whether you're the employee prospect or whether you're hiring someone, in my opinion, if you're selling kumquats or cars or whatever, if you got the most regular traditional business in the world, Bob, today you need to be hiring people who can plug into the new marketplace, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, one of my clients is an industrial manufacturer of wire and cable.
Right.
They just hired a social marketing media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. TheFusionFactor.com, right?
That's it, sir.
Bob Kuska's website there, ladies and gentlemen. Mine is SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. And Bob Kuska and I will be right back after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.